You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian on Jacaranda FM.
Die legende herself. Oh, we've had many, many great shows together. We had some good fights as well. But we do miss her. And now she's the star of ENCA, ladies and gentlemen. Marcel is terug. Hello, Marcel.
Hello.
Gordon.
Hello, Yella.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hey. Ja, great om jou stem te hoor. Jy weet, ek moet sê, elke keer, every time I switch on ENCA and I see Marcel, by the way, you're doing a sterling job. Sterling job. And every time I see you, I'm so proud, and I say to people, there's no one around now, but when there are people around, I say, and I know her. We used to work together. Ja, dis nie kat luister nie. Jy weet mos.
Ja, geen story.
Luister, so, hoe gaan dit nou by ENCA? Mis jy ons dames so nou en dan?
Ja, so now and again. Not often, but now and again. I showered and put on a bra for this conversation with you, so this better be good.
Luister, ons wil asseblief by jou hoor. Ons kort nou net goeie nuus. Jy weet, ons kyk nou around the clock ENCA. Jy weet, al die goed is nou al die theme songs en alles is nou al ingeprent in my kop in. Gee my die goeie nuus asseblief. Give me good news. Give us good news.
The struggle is real. I will admit to you, the first weekend of lockdown, I was on air that Saturday and Sunday morning. And the Saturday morning, we had the latest of the coronavirus. Lockdown had just started, and Moody's had just downgraded us to junk status. I swear to God, after my second bulletin, I did the headlines, and I was a few seconds away from telling people, you've heard the headline, it's not going to get any better. Please turn over to the Comedy Channel, or go work in the garden, or do something for the love of God and your own mental sanity. Do not watch the rest of what I'm going to tell you, because it doesn't get any better. I must admit, for somebody who's been doing this like you for more than two decades, you know, we've often laughed, you know, when people say, oh, we're starting this website that's just going to focus on good news, or this Twitter page is just going to focus, and I'm like, oh, you know, the cynics that we are. I have made it my business to find stories just to fill my brain with other things that are a bit more positive. So I can totally understand that you're trying to do the same. And I will tell you, unfortunately, there's not much out there. But, you know, I try to focus on more personal stories. I mean, and a lot of them are probably not on the news channel, because our responsibility is to keep people informed in a very serious manner. But, you know, we try and find the light and shade, that phrase that we like to overuse. My biggest good news story for the last week and a half is the fact that one of my best friends was very ill in hospital with a coronavirus. And after 5-6 days in hospital, he was released, and he's at home making a full recovery. And nothing brings a story like this home when somebody close to you has to face this thing down and happens to be able to beat it. So that's my big good news story. And
there's
my mom pass and someone said, this. I mean, they're elderly. My dad is 80. My mom's in her 70s. And they basically went into ice. Auntie Ray, luister, sieke nou, sy nou net haar pickelfish klaar gemaakt, just by the way.
Yes,
I'm very
hello,
Auntie
Ray.
About that.
Love Auntie Ray.
So they basically went into isolation a week before lockdown started, because I was down there for woordfeest. So maak ek so draai in 'n paar dae daar van hier met hulle. Gave them the full drill and talking to about what's coming, what they can do, what they can't do. And they live in an area where there is a huge amount of older people and a lot of foreigners as well. So say as guy COVID-19 warrior op WhatsApp and tell mense hulle fortunes when they try and go out and they break in isolation and all of that. But what's so lovely is they've got an auntie living next door who's 90 years old, Auntie Sony. And Auntie Sony would often pop next door, and then my ma kyk mos na my pa en so, dan sing hulle koortjies, my ma speel skief en krom op die klavier, en dan sing hulle kerkkoort. Kerkkoortjies, and they lift each other's spirits. So now they haven't been able to do that. So my mom sent us photos the other day, because she and my dad then decided, okay, hulle gaan nou koortjies sing, and she recorded them on her phone. And to gaan hulle na die muur toe, and then they took a Bluetooth player and they told Auntie Sony to come to the window, and then they played the koortjies for Auntie Sony so that she could also be part of it, because
amazing.
She's been in serious lockdown because she's 90 years old. And I do think a lot of South Africans have been reaching out to their neighbors and doing this kind of thing. And it's been really, really encouraging to see that. And just unfortunately, it's been a crisis like this to get people to do that, you know?
Yeah. And it's especially tough on the elderly. Ek kom het achter met my eie ma. So ons moet asseblief doen wat ons kan om hulle spirits op te beer. And it's amazing wat jou ma hulle doen. Amazing. Auntie Sony.
And you know, that generation are very social beings. That generation of South Africans, you know, they live life to the fullest. And they look at like a stubborn BS work. So it's been a big thing for them, for you to be able to tell them, I know that you've got your gathering at church. I know you've got water aerobics. I know you've got all of these things that fill your life. I know you go to the shop to pick up your eggs and all the goodies, but you can't do that because you might die.
It's been
very difficult to get it through to them. But you know, you see stories of like another neighbor, 20-something neighbor, would say to my mom, okay, I'm going to the shop. Do you need anything? And then she goes to pick up the pills at the pharmacy, or she goes to get her bread and milk. And I'm seeing that on social media from so many people. And it's really, really heartwarming. So I'm just trying to focus on stories like that. I don't know about you.
Ah, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. Luister, ek, voordat ek jou laat gaan, what's the talk at, wat's die gesprekke daar in die gange oor wat die 16e gaan gebeur? Hoe voel die mense daar by NCA?
Your guess is as good as mine. I think, look, it's really fun, skinner in die gange nie, but it's just from what we've seen happening at other places around, other countries who've been hit first by this thing. They've all had their lockdowns extended. Then you see places like Hong Kong and I think Japan, who had a lockdown, their numbers weren't very high, so they lifted some of the restrictions, and then there was a surge in cases again, so they've gone back into lockdown. So going by, you don't want to compare apples and pears, but going by what we've seen internationally, I expect an extension, possibly maybe for a week. And the thing is that the president can't even say, okay, lockdown is over, whoop, 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 you know, turn up tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. They need to have policies in place that they can say to people, okay, we're going to lift these restrictions, but we're going to replace it with these policies that everybody needs to adhere to. Other people, I've heard people saying, can you just lift the lockdown for 2 days so that we can go buy? Kan ons gaan eet his koop en wyn?
Nee, I was almost stemming iron somewhere. Just 2 days so we can get some groceries.
But that doesn't make sense. Because can you imagine letting people out of their cages and then trying to get them all to go? It's like herding cats. And you know how difficult that is, Ria.
I know.
So, outside of certain communications ministers who've gone to Friends for lunch and that kind of thing, I do think we can be quite proud about the leadership that we've seen in a moment of crisis over the last few
Indeed.
Weeks. That's been
Indeed.
Very encouraging. I interviewed the Minister of Environment on Sunday, and I asked her about what they're going to do about the waste pickers. So the waste pickers are very vulnerable, and they live hand to mouth. These are the guys who collect your recycling, and they do a very important service, but they haven't been able to be on the street. And she said to me that they have been in conversation with two organizations who represent the waste pickers, and they're talking to them about providing them with food to get them through the next 2 weeks. And I was very happy to see, just before I started speaking to you, Barbara Creasy tweeted in conjunction with Coca-Cola, and she had a photo of a warehouse where they were just packing these huge food parcels that were going to go to these waste pickers who are in dire need of some kind of help. So there are those good news stories, which is very encouraging.
Luister, great om jou stem te hoor. Keep up the good work.
Jy ook, man. Dankie.
En dankie vir die bra en die chat vanmiddag.
Dankie. Only a pleasure.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.